Here's the latter version. Here are New Order, all four of them. We've got Gillian here, who's a latter arrival to the band. Hello, Gillian.
Hello.
What do you do in the band, actually?
You play keyboards.
Keyboards and
guitar sometimes.
Right, when you're not playing the keyboards.
Yeah, not both at the same time.
That's all right. Steve as well. Hello, Steve.
Hi. I play drums, press buttons.
Which is most important, do you think?
It depends which happens first. We have to press a button or hit a drum.
Yeah, Peter as well.
Bass mostly.
Bass mostly. All right, that's fair enough. And Bernie.
Hello.
Hello. It says here, guitar.
Yeah.
That's quite a wide-ranging title. Wide-ranging guitarist as well. Then. Does that time in Joy Division actually mean much to you nowadays?
Yeah, it was a very nice period. Yeah, it was good.
But does it have much relevance to what you're doing today, people?
To what we're doing today? Mm. Yeah, because it was part of your life and it obviously affected the way you
developed.
Yeah.
So in terms of relevance, how much more relevant would it be than the time you were at school or,
Equally, just the same, really, but much more enjoyable. Yeah, it was a good period.
Do you ever actually think about that Joy Division period, unless somebody like myself brings it up?
Well, it's just like thinking about when you were at school, you just do it occasionally, don't you? When your mind drifts.
You see, for other people, it's a collection of sort of records that we made at a time in our careers, our lives, and they're just, I feel like, moments in time that's happened to us now, and it's not really very interesting. It's nice to reflect on the time, but when you hear the records,
there's
just
a lot more
record.
Things that are a lot more important than the record anyway. You tend to remember other things than... Not just the music.
Basically, what is important about what we're doing is the freedom that it allows you and being able to do whatever you want to do. That is the way it's worked out for us. I mean, staying on Factory Records has helped. It's given us a lot of freedom.
I suppose we've been spoilt in a way.
Here's a song that Simon Bates actually picked out as one of his favourite records on a round table once. This is Temptation from New Order. That's Temptation, a portion of a track that was released as a single and an album track by New Order, who are coughing and talking to me today on Rock On. Now, it's interesting to me that here we are talking to you, but in fact this is a very rare event, because quite often, as a group, you're quite reticent, you're almost mysterious.
Why do you think it's a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing, I'm just interested as to find out why you did it. Or do it now.
Well, there's no particular... We didn't actually sit down and say, right, let's not put our names on or not have a picture of us standing against a wall or anything like that. It just didn't feel important to put your name on or to have your picture on. We thought that when compared to a picture of us, the tombstone looked better.
It's just something that seems right.
I just wondered whether you're sort of scared of that sort of
pop star
thing.
You don't really want to do
it.
I don't know, it's quite good with being on Thatcher that you don't get anything like that, so you can kind of look at it from outside. Look at other people having it, if you like.
Do you want to have a hit record?
Well, I'm not really bothered, I suppose. If you did have a hit record, it just would be something else,
Well, you want to do really is write a record that you're really pleased with, and that's all that's important.
Which is what we've always done, and which I'm quite surprised that most groups say, start calling older material, because, everything we've done, I could always stand by, At the time, it felt right. That's all that's important to me.
At the moment, obviously, this move into synthesised drums, for instance, and among the heavy emphasis on synthesisers. You do mix it with some live drums as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah. Not as much as I used to.
He's a good buy.
And I find a lot of drums have got redundant. So if anybody wants to buy a drum...
Do you think that's a good thing? I'm a bit scared of synthesiser nowadays,
In some cases, it makes life a lot easier. I mean, the way we use it, most people use tapes.
On average, 20% of a song is sequenced and electronic, and the rest is played live.
That's on the synthesiser one.
Yeah, and there's, on the new LP, there's an awful lot that isn't synthesisers, there's a lot of guitar, isn't there?
We found that when we actually recorded the LP, we tended to put all the things like the synthesisers, the sequences and the drums behind, and use the overdubs more on a few of the songs. So it was like they led you somewhere that you kind of took it onto.
So it's like a tool to help in the composing area, is it?
Sometimes,
even more
than
the performance?
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Whereas on the 12-inch single, there's a lot of synthesizer, but I think if you take the single and the LP as a whole, it's very varied.
You're obviously taking it out live. What's actually happening on the live side?
Well, we're playing tonight at Kingston Pally.
So it's you and a bank of computers and...
It's just a drum machine, sequence, synthesizers, one sequencer, and all the rest is acoustic instrument. your normal stuff.
It's not all programmed.
All right, this is Blue Monday, which has nothing to do with Fats Domino. This is the 12-inch single. Is there a 7-inch version as well of this?
Could be very shortly.
But you haven't done it yet?
Not yet, no. All been right. Very busy lately.
This is Blue Monday.
New Order. Fading away slowly there, and that's their new 12-inch single called Blue Monday. Glad to be able to play all of that on the air. I just couldn't rest from them exactly when that album is coming out, but a reminder that if you are listening around the Kingston area of Surrey, you can actually go to the Polytechnic tonight and see New Order performing live. Something I'd like very much to do if I can get away and get down there in time. Looking at the time, 24 minutes past 6 o'clock, it's Rock On.